This is 89.1 WGLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. Touring the country with bandmates on the strength of major record label releases can sound glamorous. Guitarist Mike Kennedy of the All-American Rejects said 15 years of incessant touring, but a serious ding in that excitement for the Oklahoma-born pop rock quartet. So much so, the band went on a hiatus after touring in support of their 2012 album, Kids in the Street. They did catch their breath, enough to rethink how to move forward as a band. Eventually, four new singles were written and recorded. Kennedy says none of those targeted for an album.
And yeah, at the end of the day, we're like, this is cool. Let's just release singles and, you know, play a few shows here and there. And so that's kind of what we've been doing for our own mental health, to not do necessarily the grind of a normal album cycle.
Was it also partly to let your fans know that, hey, we are still here, we haven't broken up, stick with us, we got something coming maybe?
Yeah, totally. It's a weird thing where if you don't put out an album, it seems like the general kind of like machinery of press and stuff kind of considers you not doing something.
Right.
Even though, which we think is funny, because even if we did do an album, they'd probably only concentrate on the singles anyway. But it's annoying that, you know, we're putting something out there, but it doesn't quite get the attention as if we did an album. But at the same time, it's like, we don't want to commit to doing all the work that's involved in an album. But, you know, we still enjoy it. We still are really good friends and love playing together. So it's one of those things where, I don't know, we should probably be smart like a lot of bands and just say we broke up so we can eventually get back together.
Let's move a couple of years now into the future. You released an EP last year. It's called Sender to Heaven. And there's the title track, there's Gen Y, and there's Demons on this EP. You released it on Epitaph Records. Now, does this mean you are signed to Epitaph, or is this just a license to this label?
Yeah, it was just kind of a one-off thing, because we'd had, when we did the Sweat single, we'd done all the songs from Sender to Heaven at the same time as we did the Sweat single.
Oh, okay.
And that fulfilled our Interscope contract. So we're, for the first time since 2002, free agents. I've met Brett many years ago, who runs Epitaph, you know, and we all grew up listening to bands on Epitaph. And so it's kind of like that's a cool opportunity to like finally work with someone else and see what happens. And so, yeah, so it's kind of just like a one-off thing. But it was a fun thing to be able to get to have that logo on a record that I got to play on.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because at one point in your life, 20 years ago, that would have been, wow, Epitaph Records. So it's still a cool thing for you guys.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of like a dream fulfilled. And everyone there was great, and they did a great job. It was a lot of fun.
Rock music landscape is quite different today than it was 20 years ago, when you guys were just, most for the most part, just out of high school and getting this band going. Do you guys feeling that your sound needs to evolve, or are you still right where you want to be? How does that internally working for you guys?
Well, I think with us, one of our kind of issues we've always faced when we put out a new record is that, I think, you know, we've never tried to stay in one certain pocket. And I think, you know, if you go through our catalog, like, each record definitely kind of has its own personality. And we've definitely burned a lot of fans with each record, but also gained a lot of new fans. I don't know. I feel like we've never tried to box ourselves into anything. And at this point, it's kind of the same thing. We just go in and write whatever's, you know, just in our heads at that moment. And, you know, whatever style, whatever anything, whatever instruments we use, that's just what comes out.
Talking with Mike Kennedy of All-American Rejects here on WGLT's Sound Ideas. You guys are still relatively young, despite the fact that you are two decades into this career, and you guys, almost right out of high school, hit it pretty big almost right away. But like I said, you're still relatively young. With the side projects you guys have going, you know, Tyson's doing acting, you've got your own recording studio, you're producing. How do you fit all of this together as far as your side projects and the band itself?
Like, as far as like touring, I mean, we're still a machine, so like we can go a few months without playing, and then we get together, and it's like we do a 30-minute sound check, and we're right back in like lockstep, good to go. And then with the writing, it's just kind of, yeah, like when we did Cinder to Heaven and Sweat, we did that in a different way than we had before, which is usually we do, you know, haul ourselves up and beat through the songs and dedicate our lives to that. And this was an example of, okay, we got the songs in a skeletal form. Let's just hit the studio and give ourselves like 1 or 2 days a song and just do it and see what happens. And it worked, and it worked pretty well. So I think we're at this point now where we can be a little more expeditious about how we work. You know, we all live in different cities, and so it is tougher to get together. But now I think we've gotten to a point where we know how to get together and make it work so that we are able to balance our home lives or our other interests with doing the band.
Mike, when you guys first started, you worked with Jimmy Iovine really early on. He's one of the great record producers, one of the great record label men of the last 50 years, right? How important was Jimmy to your development? And you mentioned he was kind of a champion of you guys. How important was that?
He was very important for us. Yeah, like the first record came out on DreamWorks, and we had Swing Swing that was like a decent hit off of that. And then DreamWorks was purchased by Interscope. So that was when we Move Along was the first time we dealt with Jimmy. You know, he was insistent that Dirty Little Secret be the first single off of Move Along. We all kind of wanted it to be Move Along, the song. You know, obviously we were like, he's the head, let him make these decisions. Tell me. It's funny because at first Dirty Little Secret wasn't doing so well. It was like by his just pure will that it became a hit. Like we have these stories from our A&R guy about being in these meetings where he's like, this is an effing hit, make it a hit, and like yelling at all their radio people. And they eventually, it took a while, but they did it.
Well, I've talked to a number of artists who have had both success and some bad stories to tell about working with bigger record labels, and it sounds like you guys had a pretty good experience working with Jimmy Iovine with Interscope Records.
Yeah, we had a good family there for like almost the entire time. You know, with Kids in the Street, there was like a lot of turnover right as that record came out, and that was a bummer because it's like all these people we'd been working with for almost 10 years were suddenly gone. And, you know, we didn't have that champion at the label anymore. And that was when we got the feeling of what you always hear the negative stuff about a major label, in that there's turnover. There's not the same people there as when you signed, you know. But we had a good run of almost 10 years with a lot of the same people, and they all were amazing for us. And, yeah, we had good experiences, unlike when you hear a lot of bands talking about major labels. My dirty little secret.